All right. Welcome, everybody. My name is Lane Winsett. I'm a national consultant with Ambit Energy. So excited to have you on the call tonight. Every Sunday, we do these calls to help you build your Ambit business, to be able to get key information that will help you measurably increase the opportunity and availability for you to be able to make some dinero, some big bucks, some gita, some moolah. And that's why we hold these calls every Sunday night. So remember, these calls are posted in your power zone for you to revisit afterwards. So if you do have a key leader or somebody that you might want to have listen to a particular call or go back in time, those calls are all posted there for your convenience. And I always like to tell everybody, you know, whether you're jogging or exercising or you're doing your yoga in the morning or you're drinking your cup of coffee trying to wake up or you're driving to work, you know, plug into these calls, space repetition, internalization of information, hearing, seeing, doing over and over and over again gives you the opportunity to do what I call through knowledge comes belief comes enthusiasm. And when you start to really internalize a lot of the information that we're going to be sharing with you on these calls, you'll start to believe even more than you do today about the Ambit opportunity. And then out of that is birthed enthusiasm. And I'm not talking about a fake whipped up soapbox enthusiasm. I'm talking about being able to put your Superman cape on every morning, go out there and really do some wonderful things with our opportunity, because people, when they meet and greet you, they go, I don't know what that person's selling, but I want a piece of it. And that's where we want to get you tonight, because I've got one of the most exciting people I know in our business. He certainly has the glow. Wherever he goes, he is always out there, enthusiastic, always willing to help everybody and anybody and any organization. That's really a true leader at the heart of our company, is the people working cross-line from each other. But I'd like to introduce a gentleman that is going to share his story a little bit about him. Zach Wood, are you on the line, sir? Senior consultant.
Hey, Lane, thank you so much. I am on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear. Sure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate, Lane, and I want to thank you and, you know, other field leaders in corporate for, you know, inviting me to share tonight. I really do appreciate it. I just want to just share my just thankfulness that you know, the invitation. So just to kind of give you my story. So my story, you know, with Ambit came about back in 2017. In March of 2017, and I'm actually getting ready to, in the next couple weeks, to sell my Ambit anniversary, we call it. And actually, in 2 days, it'll be my anniversary that I met my sponsor in Maine at that time. That we, first of all, we were complete strangers back in 2017, and we met at a fundraising dinner up in Orono, Maine. It was a March of 2017. Like I said, we didn't know each other, and here I was, a 21-year-old college student, went to a fundraising dinner, and I mean, I didn't know anyone there. I didn't know anyone there, and I didn't know, and I went there by myself, you know, trying to think, you know, and I went just, you know, maybe to network, maybe meet new people. And I got there. I was the first one in the event. And here is my sponsor at the time, senior consultant Mark Wellman, came through the door, and he was the actual, him and his wife was the actual one that was actually organizing the event. Long story short. And so we got there, and he asked me, I was standing in line, you know, in the food, in the drink line, in the food line. And we got talking, and, you know, I told him that I was a third-year college student. I was a business major at one of the local colleges. And, you know, he asked me a couple questions, but one question he asked me was, you know, and this was the, you know, we all say the invitation, hey, Zach, do you ever keep your options open and making some extra money while going to school? you know, full time. And I said, yeah, of course, I always keep my options open. You know, I'm always money motivated. I look for ways where I can make extra income anyway. So he didn't tell me about electricity or ambient. All he did was we exchanged numbers, and that was it. I never talked to him at all for the rest of the night. You know, I seen him, but I didn't talk to him at all for the rest of the night. A couple days go by, we scheduled a time to get together. We met at the local coffee shop in Bangor, Maine. And he showed me a 5-minute video. You know, he called me up a couple days later. Then we met I think almost a week later. And then that's when he showed me the video. And what I saw is this is the first time I was introduced to the industry, getting network marketing. And when I showed it to me, it was like brand new. It was like a brand new concept. I was intrigued, and I was like still brand new. I went back to college the next week. I was on break. And then I was talking with a couple of schoolmates at college. And then what happened was, I did that. They talked to me, but, you know, I mean, probably like any of us, you know, maybe some of us, you know, some people that we know, maybe that we went to school with, you know, like these two classmates that I went to school with, they kind of discouraged me. And he looked, you'd be crazy. So I went back to Mark just a few days later. At the time, I was commuting. I didn't stay on campus, so I was back and forth between Waterville and Bangor, which I'll explain a little bit about the cities here in Maine, you know, the distance. But it was about an hour drive that I commuted 2 or 3 days a week to school. So I went back to Mark, and I told him what my classmate said. And Mark said, he's like, Zach, you know, what the heck do they know? I mean, they're college students. What have they ever done? And he was kind of right. And, you know, he shared me with, you know, this documentary, this movie. And it's called, and I still watch this to this day. And I actually use that as a prospecting tool to this day, because, you know, Mark shared it with me those years ago. And he shared with me a documentary called Rise of the Entrepreneur. And Eric Roy, you know, this documentary, it's 50 minutes long, so it's just under an hour. So it's a little bit longer than your typical probably 5 or 10 minute video. But he shared with me this movie. Once I saw this, that was the tool, that was what made me say, because it made sense. And, you know, instead of listening to college through my friends, I saw leaders in the industry, in business. You know, you got Eric Roy, you got Mark Victor Hansen, you got, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Kiyosaki, and, you know, the author of Rich Woman. You got a lot of these, you know, experts, Richard Branson, a lot of these business experts that in the industry, in business, talking about network marketing, that it was the business of the future. So he showed me that. I was in. I signed up right then. Once he showed me that documentary, I was in. That was like the door of, like, talk about the door of receptivity. That was it. Once I saw that, that was the door of receptivity that opened it, you know, and that got me excited. You know, and then, like I said, I was I got, that was 2017, and I promote, you know, like I said, I got promoted to regional, then the senior, and I'm working my way to executive to consultant, and I'm going to share, you know, like I said, I'm going to share with you a little bit about the main market, because that's what overlap, you know, that's what I focused on from that point on when I got started till now. And I'm going to share you, and I'm going to turn it back over to Lane, because I'm going to share you soon about especially the main market. So, Lane,
well, thank you.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you so much. And I, if you could just, I think you're breaking up a little bit. We're getting a little choppy, kind of like fishing out in the Gulf of Mexico. So if you can just move your GPS somewhere in the building or wherever you're at, I don't know if you're on what kind of device you're on, but if you just sometimes just move 15 feet to the left or the right, sometimes you'll pick up a better signal. But no problem. You're coming through okay. You're not that bad, but I just wanted to try to clarify it a little bit. From what I hear you telling me, Zach, and knowing you personally for you know, some time now, you met this gentleman. He followed up. He did the right thing. He put you in front of what I call the story, which is really the first step, right? In other words, he didn't spill his popcorn in the lobby before the picture show, as I say, because y'all were at an event. He met you. He was impressed with you, evidently. And then he did the most important thing. He got your information. You exchanged information. And then from there, he followed up. And then he put you into an environment at a coffee shop where he could then once again overcome what was a potential objection, which, you know, there's only so many objections to any selling situation. There's money, spouse, information, time. I mean, I don't care if you're selling sofas or cars or boats or, you know, real estate, whatever it is. It's these are the four objections you're going to get in any selling situation. They're going to ask you, well, you know, I would, but I just don't have the money. Or, you know, I would, but I just don't have what? Time. You know, or I would, but I need to, you know, more additional information. You know, or I need to talk to my wife, you know, or my husband, you know, so money, spouse, information, time. Remember those four objections, because the objection you got was kind of a spousal objection, or what I call a second base objection, which is where you had these other students that were your peers were saying, hey, man, you're crazy. This is nuts. Why would you even look at such a thing? And then he turned it around by using psychology in a very good way by saying, hey, what have these guys done? What have they accomplished? And fortunately, you were smart enough to listen to somebody and, you know, not just immediately blow it off. And then what did he do next? He then put you into another environment where it answered a lot of the objections by sharing this other video with you that was, you said, I think 50 minutes long. That is kind of long for a video. But you were, I think, hungry. You were, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You're, like you said, you're money motivated. And I think that's another critical thing about how all of that came together and you being sponsored, and the fact that you had one of the five personality characteristic traits that you were exhibiting, which is the fact you're money motivated. Because remember, I always cover five things you look for in any person. They might have all five. They could have, you know, just one of them. You happen to have two dominant ones that I know of. One is money motivated, goal-directed, you know, strong personal desire to succeed, you know, and then of course you're the glow. So money motivated, goal directed, strong center of influence, personal goals that you have, and then the goal glow, what I call the glow, which is that unsaid conversation that goes on between you and the prospect that says I'll buy. So you, that's what you radiate wherever you go, and I know you do from your experience and me meeting you many, many times and watching you operate out in your prospecting efforts. So, you know, all of this came to kind of a conclusion. You joined the winning team. You became an Ambit consultant. Here we are going into, I think, maybe 7 years with the company now. And what you've done is you've done something that I think is very, very important, is you've elected to plant your flag in your backyard in the state of Maine. Maine has become a really, really rich market for us, and what I'd like for you to do is kind of expound on why Maine is such a great opportunity, because when I looked at it, I was blown away at the opportunity that Maine has to offer, not only because of just the people of Maine. You know, there's a lot of similarities between, believe it or not, people in Maine and people in Texas, They both, you know, very freedom oriented type group of people, very entrepreneurial based. And but I know that the market has hurt up there for some time. You have the weather that you have to deal with a lot, you know, which is always a complex. And of course, it's a rural area as well. So tell me how you overcome those obstacles and what you've done in Maine and what you're currently doing, and why Texas deregulation versus Maine deregulation is so different, and the importance of understanding the difference between the two.
Absolutely, Lane. Yeah, I'll start with that. Like I said, I mean, I don't know if you can. Can you, is it a lot better now? Is it clear?
Sounds better.
Just to kind of, okay. I just moved it about, like I said, I just followed it. I just moved about a foot. I just moved my phone foot up. That's the thing about with the main, with the south surface, you know, it's, but, so yeah, I mean, it's, what the people of Maine, like you said, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of independence in Maine, independent people, they love freedom, you know, hardworking, you know, open-minded, you know, and they're not afraid to get, you know, kind of get their hands dirty, you know, like, you know, get hard work. And so that's, you know, like what we have here. I mean, what we have in, you know, in the state of Maine, the power of what we have on our hands, not just, you know, in Maine especially, because, you know, with the market we have. And like, and I'm just going to say so I'll just kind of start with it. The deregulation in Maine is a little bit different. So Maine's been deregulated since 2015. You know, and the way that Maine's been deregulated is a little bit different than most people that are familiar with Texas. And the reason why that is, so there's two utilities in Maine. There's two. You got Central Maine Power, which I consider Bangor, Maine, is like the very Central Maine. Central Maine Power covers just south of pretty much Bangor south, all of the whole southern state from Bangor south. And then you got Versant Power, which is Bangor kind of north. It's kind of split that way. And maybe, you know, and kind of look at it that way. That's probably the best way to explain. So you got two utilities. And most of the states open up, except for the tip of Maine, which you call Aroostook County. That's not deregulated. That's on the Canadian grid. Totally separate. Then you got, maybe you got, the only thing is you might have a little bit, you might got one town on the far east, Calais, that's a co-op, and you got a co-op in Kennebunk. Those two little co-ops, but everything else is all open. So, just to kind of give it in the weight, the thing with like deregulation is, guess what? The utility, in this case, Central Maine Power and Versant, they bill you. They deliver the power to your home. They take care of the lines. They take care, if you have an outage, you call the utility. They bill you. The only thing, you know, and when someone becomes an Ambit customer, the only thing that changes is one line on the bill. You know, usually it's on the last page, the third page, one of, you know, it's, usually there's only three pages of the line, and that's the only thing that's going to change. You still pay the utility. You still write the check that you usually do the same way you always do to the utility, Central Maine Power, Versant, you know. That doesn't change. You only get one bill. That doesn't change.
Let me stop you there, Zach, for just a minute and just say this, okay, from somebody that's been in Texas. I've been in the business now. This will be my 18th year I have never lived in a deregulated area, okay? I've always lived in an area of my own customer. And I'm in Texas, and Houston, Texas is the Saudi Arabia of deregulated electricity. But I've lived in the Woodlands for about 30 years, and then Debbie and I moved to Conroe about 2.5 years ago. And both times we moved, we were when you tell me that 98, it sounds like 98% of Maine is a salesperson, as a prospector, is that just about everybody that you meet and greet, anybody that can fog a mirror and that has an electric bill can pretty well become a customer of yours. Is that correct?
That is correct. That, like 98%. If you go talk to 100 people, 98 of 100 could be a customer of yours. 98 of 100. I mean, that's the opportunity we have in Maine. I mean, and guess what? And the thing is, you talk to them, and they don't even know they even have a choice. You know, you kind of flip the switch from sale mode to education mode. You know, you can't stop selling and kind of start educating and let people know, hey, look, you have a choice here in Maine to pay less for the same bill you're already paying for every single month. You have a way that you can pay less for the same exact thing. And it's not going to cost you anything in Maine. Nothing changes. It's going to save you money. And you keep doing the same thing you do for every single month.
Now, how does community solar fit into all of that up there? Share with me how, like even in these other regular areas, put together.
Absolutely. So community solar, this is how it works. So we're partnered with Arcadia, and we're an AC. I mean, you see those two different, you have UCB and ACB. Maine is with the ACB, you know, community solar market, which means when they become a community solar customer, you know, they go through right from your website. You know, once you get certified with community solar, so if you haven't already, I encourage you, get certified tonight.
And you do that through PowerZone.
You can do that through PowerZone on AmbitU, but do the community solar. And once you do that, you get your certificate. Then when you put the zip code in, if it's available, which most of Maine it is, it'll be a community solar option. It'll say residential, commercial, community solar. You click community solar. It's going to direct you then to the Arcadia website. You fill out the customer fill out the form, you know, put the customer puts the utility information in and a few other information in, you know, and then once Arcadia gets all the info, so Arcadia that does the billing for the utility. So you still only pay one bill. It's just through Arcadia. You know, that's for Maine, and I know Rhode Island and Maryland, I believe, Massachusetts, those are that ACB, community solar market, not the UCB, like Illinois and New York. But the ACB is done through, the billing is done through Arcadia. And then once they fill out, it might take, you know, 3 or 4 months once they get all the information to do a sign to a local solar farm. I mean, I see these solar farms in Maine, you see them popping up all over the place in cow fields and farm fields and all over. I mean, you see them all over. It's a big farm field with solar panels. That's all it is. So it gets assigned to a local farm. That could take, you know, 5-6 months to get assigned. And once it gets assigned, then you'll see on the Acadia bill that has your utility, you know, billing on it, it'll have a solar credit. In Maine, it's a 10% guaranteed same in some markets, but it's between 5% and 15%. I know Maine, I'm going for Maine because I know it's closer to that 10%. But it's that range of 5% to 15%, and it's a guaranteed savings. But it's
fantastic. Okay, so what's the advantage of a customer signing up? You know, they've signed up their service with Ambit, they've switched over, and then now, what's the advantage of them switching to solar? How does that to value the customer?
So the good thing about community solar, you can save money right now on the electricity side of the supply side of the bill.
Yes.
Okay, which is really great savings here in Maine. But also they can save an additional 10% guaranteed savings in Maine if they switch to community solar.
So that's over
and above. Or add the community solar option. So it's another option.
Over
and
above.
And the good thing is, if a new consultant in Maine, okay, they become a new consultant, they sign themselves up on the electricity, especially if they choose the amazing Ultimate Perks plan, which gives them three customer points. And then on that same bill, they could choose community solar, which gets them another 10% savings and another two customer points. So that one bill could give them 5 customer points if they choose the Ultimate Perk and community solar.
Wow.
Towards their Jumpstart 1, Jumpstart 2, and 3.
Yes. Excellent.
So because community solar customers counts as 2 customer points in the state of Maine.
Wow, that's a home run. Absolute home run.
And what we've come, and Lane, I mean, it's, you know, just for both the customer and the consultant side, I remember, you know, when I first started, we only had one plan. You know, and it was just electricity. But just what we've come, what we can offer our customers. We can offer them Ultimate Perks. We can offer them the winter break, which is just like the summer break plan in Texas. We can offer them the winter break plan in the winter month in November, December, January, February, 50% off the supply rate. It's the same plan in Texas at the summer break, but it's winter break in Maine. And then you got the Maine Select 12, which gives them a fixed low rate all year long. And now we have community solar. And can I tell you something, Lane? You know, Texas has that try it like it, change it plan. Maine's always had that. Because guess what? We don't have early termination fees in Maine. So someone could, you know, choose a plan. If they don't like it, they can change it to a different plan if they don't like it. So, like Maine, we've always had that try it like it, change it, just like in Texas.
Plus, they would get all the value in the Ultimate Perks plan in itself.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, the only thing, you know, like I want to mention this, like if they choose Ultimate Perks, and I want to make it clear, those reward dollars that you accumulate, that $50 a month, you know, like if you do choose the Ultimate Perk and switch to another plan, you know, 2 months there, you accumulate those reward dollars when you're on that plan. It doesn't expire, But if you choose a different plan, those reward dollars doesn't expire. It doesn't accumulate new ones if you change select from the Ultimate Perks to Main Select 12. But the good thing is you can change plans. That's the great thing is the flexibility for customers. If they don't like a plan, you know, if it's not that right fit, you know, change it, you know.
Now, yeah, that's a good point. In other words, they're not going to lose their points, but they don't get any more if they change the plan. So let me ask you this question. What time did you get in? You got up what time this morning?
I got up at 4 a.m. this morning.
And you got up at 4 a.m., and you checked the weather and what was going on with the weather?
It was snowing when I got up. I mean, there was that white stuff that was on the ground that we called snow. So we got, it was still snowing.
And so you went and you drove from where? From Bangor or some of that area to where?
Well,
where did you drive?
From my house in Levant. I drove from there. And I just drove south. I picked up one of my leaders, one of my regional consultants here in the state of Maine. You know, Derek Jenkins, he's in a regional consultant in Conway, he's in the next town over. I picked him up. He's about 15 minutes from me. I picked him up at about 4:30 this morning. Still snowing. And I picked him up and we drove. Well, on a good day, it's probably 4 hours and 17 minutes. But it took us probably closer to 5 hours because we did take it a little slow getting out of Maine.
And you drove all the way to Rhode Island, is that correct?
Rhode Island, correct. Yeah, we drove 600 miles round trip, almost exactly 300 miles one way.
Okay, so let me stop there for a minute. Let me share something with everybody. First of all, successful people do what unsuccessful people won't do. Expanding nationally and doing what I call first mover's advantage. I recognized early on in my career in multi-level marketing and with a company that those people who understand the value of what I call first mover's advantage, and that is where you are willing to take the sacrifices and make the sacrifices to go out and really pioneer new areas and plant your flag in those areas and establish yourself in those areas. Now, I'm going to give you a double-edged sword to that. You know, just like the early pioneers of America, when they went west, you know, they got all the arrows in the back and stepped on all the landmines in war, you know, overseas because we were planting our flag everywhere. And the good news is you get all the gold and all the real estate for that effort. And so what I wanted to share with everybody tonight, not only was the fact that through your persistence of, you know, just getting up that early and making a commitment to drive over to Rhode Island and open up that other area with a leader of yours, that's a heck of a commitment, first of all. And secondly, it doesn't seem in the beginning like, you know, you're making any headway, you know, you put all the work, the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, into it. But if you plant your flag in that area and you develop the leaders in an area there to continue to move forward and to kind of circle the wagons and build that nucleus that needs to be built in an area, you can be very, very successful. Now, there's two different ways that I look at building an organization when you're expanding. Number one, I always tell people, depending on their resources and depending on their job, some people are retired and they have income coming in. They can get in their RV and go, you know, national and expand wherever and not have to worry about it. Other people have a job they have to, you know, show up to keep a roof over their head. So they have to plan it a little differently. But they're basically what I see is two different ways to build a national organization once you make a decision you want to do that. One I call the fire starter business, okay, and the bonfire builder. Those are the two different kinds of expansions, bonfire builder and fire starter. they both have their advantages and they both have their disadvantages, okay? My first suggestion would be, if you're going to do anything, that you become what I call a bonfire builder. And a bonfire builder is where you focus in and around your own geographic area within about 20 miles of building your business in your own backyard, establishing your own leaders, and having meetings and one-on-ones, two-on-ones, company overviews, small little impending events, coffee shop meetings, Zoom calls, those types of things, where all of your driving and your traveling and your time management is within about a 20-mile radius, okay? And then that way, you're building that bonfire. You know, you're building the fire, building new fresh blood, new people that you can easily train, easily get in front of their people when they have, you're starting to squeeze the lemon on their warm market list, which is so important. And you're available there, or readily available for your people, and doing your one-on-ones, two-on-ones, and your company overviews or formal business presentations. That is called building a bonfire. Now, here's what happens when you build a hot bonfire. You've all been camping before. You know, when you've got a big giant bonfire going, what happens? Sparks fly up in the air, and what do? They go up in the air, and they land in other places, and they could potentially start other fires. And what do I mean by that? Because if you build a big bonfire in your own backyard, which you're in control of, and you're in control of your time management, then these people that are going to introduce you to other people, their center of influence, they're going to go, hey, guess what? I know somebody in Rhode Island. I know somebody in Maine. I know somebody in Dallas. I know somebody in Fort Worth. I know somebody in the valley down in Texas. And so once you start to understand that your organization has all these centers of influence of people that you know, now you can get on the phone with those people, pick up the phone, call them, do a three-way call. And now, let's say you start a bonfire down in the valley somewhere in Harlingen or Brownsville or Laredo, as an example. Or you might start a bonfire, you know, up in East Texas, which there are areas in East Texas that are that can, and places like Lufkin, for instance, would be a great place to start a new bonfire. So my point is that a lot of people, if you're going to start building a national business, don't start, you know, running around like a rabbit, you know, a chicken with their head cut off, of trying to do too much at too many areas. Build the bonfire, and it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Now, out of that, you will also generate the income that you need in order to supplement any travel that you're going to do to go into these other hot fires. Now, if you have the ability and you already have the income and you have the freedom to be a fire starter, that's where now you get together with the people, what I call you, their warm market list. You identify key quality people that you have with already within your organization that already have contacts that are in these other areas. And then you can actually drive to that area, meet those people, train them, you know, identify how strong of a leader they are in that respective area. But you have to be willing to go back and blow on that fire, you know, to keep it going. That's the thing. You can't just go to an area, expect to sponsor somebody in an area to keep it going. You got to, you know, as a fire starter, you got to go out and keep those fires burning and burning and burning until you build a bigger, stronger fire. And then eventually you build a huge fire, you know, which is really what it's all about. So I didn't want to, I wanted to share that little bit of information of experience that I've had over the years, to where you have to decide what do you want to be? You want to be, now that doesn't mean if you have a 900-pound gorilla or a blue marlin in some other area that pops up in your organization and they have the wherewithal, the financial capability and the talent and ability to take the checkered flag and open up a new area. That doesn't mean, you know, don't do that. Because there's certainly people that can come into your downline, your organization. I call that tapping a vein of gold. You know, you're always looking in our organization, the way our compensation plan is designed, is it has, since it has an infinity pay to it, an infinity component to it, once you move up the leadership ladder of success and you start to go up this ladder of success and you start to build your own individual oil wells, which is really what you're doing, because when you build your, you know, RC, SC, NC, EC, or RCSE, ECNC organizations. They're all separate, basically separate organizations. And every time that you go in and you start that new code or that new organization, it's like drilling a new oil well. And it's important to understand the value of that, because that's the reason why you want to achieve a higher position in our company as you move up the ladder, because that's going to leave in its wake the ability for you to, you know, do good things in the future. So and so you want to make sure that you're building those oil wells and drilling down and allowing your organization to be able to expand. And then once you hit one of those veins of gold through center of influence within your, let's say, SC organization, it can very quickly promote you then to national, I mean, to the next level or whatever level you're wanting to achieve. Are you still there, Zach, with me?
Yes, I am. Yes, Lane. Lane, thank you so much.
Okay, so you want to share with me, tell me what's going on in Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Well, absolutely, and I want to mention, you know, like, just before I get to that, the next market, I do want to mention, you know, I want to mention the, we are so fortunate to have it in Bangor, Maine, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have a business presentation with myself and a couple of the local leaders every single Tuesday, 7 p.m. That's Eastern time, local time, at Dice Arts on Broadway. Fantastic venue. And so I just want to mention that as well. So anyone that wants, you know, I want to get that information too. But the next market, you know, what's going on? I mean, it's, so,
Zach, where can they Zach, where can they find that online? You're breaking up.
Yes.
So, where can they go? Do they go to your Facebook page and become your friend and get that information there? Where's the best place for them to know where the meetings are going on?
So you can go to my Facebook page, personal. You know, look up Zach Wood, Z A C H W O D, my personal Facebook page. You can message me. I post it every week when the location, but you can also see it on the event calendar.
Great.
Updated.
Super.
You can see it on Tuesdays. You'll see it, the time, place, the host.
Excellent. Okay, go ahead. And you were going to share with us a little bit about what's happening in Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so Rhode Island, you know, especially Rhode Island and Massachusetts, which I kind of put them together because they're so close. And just like anything, it's, you know, the way that, like, a deregulated, it's done through the utility, like the billing and all the, especially Rhode Island, there's only one utility. And it's in Rhode Island, it's National Grid. The small state, you know, so geographically wise, it's about the same as Maine, like the amount of population for the whole state, but I mean, for the size of the state, like land, you know, like it's a little bit smaller. So we, the opportunity is wide open, especially, you know, in one of, you know, probably one of the few states maybe in the New England that, like, I think between Maine, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, you know, like, if you go ask to someone, like, you same thing, like, I, you know, 98% of them don't even know they have a choice. So you, there's a 98% of chance that they can become your customer. So that's why, for me, I mean, it's close enough. You know, it's hard to believe I traveled about 4.5 hours and I went through three states, from Maine to Rhode Island. I traveled through three states in 4.5 hours and, you know, covering that much, you know, miles wide, you know. So,
I'm very proud of you for doing that. I know that you are a team player, somebody that they're wanting to build in that area, that you help the capacity. You know, first mover's advantage is so critical to really take advantage of your those states that are opened up now. And being in a state like Maine, that you can actually, you know, just about anybody sign them up. That's incredible. And so we all need to take advantage of this time where, you know, they're establishing new leaders, new leadership. And in doing so, you have a leader like Zach that's up there that will help you establish and stick your flag in there. And I know that Zach from time to time loves to have leaders come up there and join him at his meeting. So if you have the opportunity and the ability to either drive or fly up there, I know Zach would love to have you up there to participate in the meetings and take a leadership role. Zach, I'm going to go ahead and close out tonight. I do have a couple of housekeeping things that I want to talk about, and then I want to also thank you and get a shout out to you before the evening is. I do want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the day you dreamed of yesterday. And, you know, and so the point being is that, you know, this is this time right now that we have in Ambit Energy is kind of a new renaissance that we are working towards to be able to move into what now is going to become the next big impending event. And of course, that's Ambition 2024. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, Lane, I just got over, you know, kickoff, but we need to start planning now. We need to start preparing now, both mentally and physically and you know, psychologically, you know, for, okay, here's the big kahuna that's going to happen. And the more you do that, you know, set some personal goals of having X number of people at Ambition 2024. Be ready, locked and loaded when they do make those announcements to get signed up, get registered. But most importantly, to get your key quality people registered, have them put, you know, $25 aside or whatever every time they get a paycheck, where they can accrue, you know, a little war chest going into Ambition. That would be my suggestion. And then that way, when it comes time to go, you've got the money for traveling or airfare or gasoline. You've got the money to check into the Omni Hotel, which would probably be your ultimate goal. What a beautiful facility. I'm assuming that's where we'll have it this year. I don't know for sure, but I will say that, you know, if you set those goals early on, you can be assured that wouldn't it be nice for you to set a goal to have, you know, 6 to 10 people there with you experiencing our national convention. And by that time, hopefully you've had an opportunity to have yourself elevated to the next rung on the ladder and walk across stage and be celebrated for all your hard work. Now, this coming Sunday, which is St. Patty's Day, the 17th of March, I've got a very, very special guest that's going to be on. It's Aldridge Jack. He's an executive consultant with our company, one of the top leaders in the Houston Metroplex area. He is really doing some fabulous things from both fire building and bonfire building across the country. We're very, very proud of him. I know the company is very proud of him, and we have watched Mr. Jack, do some unbelievable things with regards to his sponsoring, his follow-up, and how he goes about building his organization. So Aldridge is going to be our guest this coming March 17th. So put on your green. Make sure that you get an opportunity to come on board with us that Sunday. And really hear one of the top leaders, one of the top trainers with our company, Mr. Aldridge Jack, executive consultant. So happy to have him there on the call for St. Patty's Day. Also, want to keep in mind, let's not forget that we do have, you know, all of these different bonus programs that were announced, you know, that are available from, of course, all the way going all the way through March 29th. We have the Community Solar Double Play that goes through March 29th. Also, Ambit's Perks Program, which is the you know, it's going to be something that you really need to take advantage of, depending on you know, what customers that you want to gather and what you're looking at there in your particular area. And then, of course, you also have the CAB Triple Play, which is in play. That's going to also be going still through March 29th. Now, all of these flyers are available for you to print off in your back office in your power zone. And then, of course, the big kahuna, the big one, is the Jumpstart One Home Run. And that is going to be an exciting, I know by the time we get out of this bonus, there's going to be a whole lot of people that have made a whole bunch of money with this bonus. And, of course, you know, once you get an opportunity to really study that flyer, make sure that you start building your team and taking advantage of the Jumpstart One bonus, or what we call the Home Run Jumpstart One. Okay, I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. I hope that you've got an opportunity to really go out there and do some great things this coming week. We look forward to you going out and not only gathering a bunch of customers, but also you know, finding some customer gatherers. And remember, today is the day you dreamed of yesterday. Never let the setting sun see prices, you know, go to heck and doing it for fun. You have to have some fun. You know, be excited. Be enthusiastic about what you're doing in your business. You never know what you're going to do when you, you know, you touch somebody's life by sharing this opportunity. I always believe that there's two things that you give that are the most powerful things you can share with somebody, and that's your personal faith and belief in God and the business opportunity. One saves your soul, the other saves your pocketbook. And certainly a lot of people need their pocketbook saved, as well as the other thing too. But right now, you know, there's lots and lots of people that are praying, asking for some relief. And so you can be that answer. You can be the person. And really all you do is just take the time to share the Ambit story. And guess what? You don't have to back up. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to feel like you're pitching somebody. You're sharing a billion-dollar company backed up by a multi-billion-dollar company, backed up by a product and a service that everyone uses that are going to use it whether we like it or not. And that is electricity, natural gas, and, of course, all of the big rave now in the industry of saving money with energy, which is solar. So we've got the trifecta there, and we've got a great company, great corporate team backing us up. So you're there in the Ferrari, the Lamborghini, the Testarossa, the Maserati, the F50 Ferrari. It'll go 220 miles an hour. It'll take the checkered flag every time, but it has to have a driver, and the driver is you. And it has to have fuel in the tank, and the tank's fuel is your personal goals, dreams, and aspirations. And it's got to have a key to start it. And it's got to have a great pit crew. You know, I mean, you can have a great car, but, you know, if you don't have a great pit crew like a corporate team and a great field team like we have with Ambit Energy, and then you're not going to win any Formula One races. But if you'll get in the car, turn the key, write down some of your personal goals, dreams, and aspirations, and own them, you know, crystallize your thinking, you know, really set your personal goals towards and your GPS towards the mission, purpose, and cause that you want to accomplish in life. This is not a get-rich-quick company. It's a get-rich-slow company, but it is a company that allows you, if you want to reach a very, very high level of financial independence and also to make that transition from maybe what you're doing now on a full-time basis or a part-time basis to where you can become a full-time career Ambit Energy consultant. Wouldn't that be great to be able to punch your own time clock, have your own freedom, your own time with your friends and relatives and neighbors, and have control of your own destiny? That's really what we have here by allowing us over a period of time to really drill that oil well and have an opportunity to have residual income. And a lot of people don't know what residual income is. You're going to have to educate people. They're not familiar with it. They're only used to working a linear environment where they get paid by the hour or by the job. And there's a lot happening right now in the world. There's a lot of people that are, you know, corporations that are just not giving those 40-hour work weeks like they used to if you got a real job back in the old days, where you actually got health insurance and, you know, got a certain amount of money that you feel like you could afford to pay for, you know, a car or a mortgage or build a family. And it's really sad in a lot of situations. But, you know, with a business opportunity on the side and working at it as their hobby that makes money on the side over a period of time, that can exponentially turn into a lot of income that can be there for them. It is there is a four-letter word that's attached to that. It's called work, W-O-R-K. But if you're willing to work, you're willing to set strong personal goals, then you have the financial vehicle, that's Ambit Energy, that will help you take the checkered flag. Zach, I can't begin to thank you for being on the call tonight. I know how successful you are going to be and what an impact you've made on the company with your enthusiasm and what you've done already, and we look forward to doing some great things in the future. I look forward to giving you a big hug at Ambition when you hit that goal of executive consultant. I know you'll be able to be EC by then. And, of course, hopefully one day, I know with your intestinal fortitude and your persistence, you'll have one of those yellow jackets as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Zach, is there anything else you'd like to say before we close out tonight?
Yeah, no, I just want to thank again, Lane, for I appreciate, you know, all of you know, just talking about the first mover advantage. That's what's happening right here in Maine. And like I said, if, you know, reach out to me, you know, anyone can reach out to me at any time. If you need help, you know, building in Maine, or if you want, just reach out to me anytime. I'm available 24/7. So.
Excellent. Okay. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being on the call. Remember, this call will be posted in your power zone. And don't forget your app. Make sure that you're familiar with your Ambit app where you can sign up customers and also sign up consultants as well and get all the latest inside scoop and information that you need right in your cell phone. So use that app and you're using it on a daily basis. Become familiar with it. It can be a great sidearm for you to build your Ambit business. I'm going to open up the call now and allow everybody to give Zach a shout out and want to thank you again for being on the call. God bless you all and have a nice evening.
Thank you, Lane.
Thank you, Lane and Zach. Great.
Zach Attack. Way to go, buddy. Thank you, Lane.
Thank you, guys.
Don't let your fire go out, Sam.